Okay, how to craft an effective webinar campaign. And I wouldn't be lying if I said that if you want to produce just a mass flurry of sales and an incredible rate of growth, mastering webinars would be one of the absolute all-time best skills that you could ever learn. Okay, so we just talked about email campaigns. Now let's get into webinar campaigns. So the main components here, if you're going to run a webinar campaign, first you're going to have a registration page. This is where people enter their information. They'll click a little button and you're going to share with them exactly what you're going to teach. So they're going to enter their name and email, maybe a phone number. And after they do that, they're going to get sent to a confirmation page. Here there's going to be a little download button or something of the sort, but a little download button where maybe you can give them a workbook or a pre-coursework or something like that. But the confirmation page should have maybe just a short little video that says, hey, we're going to be meeting on this date. Here's exactly what you need to do. First, set a reminder in your calendar. That's a big one. Okay, and then just give them a little heads up. I usually like to let them know first to set a reminder in their phone, and then I like to also tell them, hey, make sure that you're checking your email because I'm going to send you relevant stuff in your email inbox about the webinar. So urge them on those two things. Okay, then in the actual webinar itself, okay, on that page, you want to have a headline, okay. You want to have content, obviously, which is just the actual webinar itself. This is what you're going to present. You need a pitch, you need a description, you need a price reveal, you need bonuses, you need testimonials, you need call to action with deadline. Okay, so here's exactly what's going on. You're going to start out at the very beginning, the first half. The first half of this webinar is all content and teaching and education. People aren't going to buy unless you educate them first. You can basically sell very easily online in two ways: storytelling and educating. Education-based sales is probably the easiest, smoothest way to sell because people feel throughout the entire process that they're not even really being sold, they're just being shown how to do something. Right? So the first half of it, and I would say out of a 60-minute webinar, what you're looking for is about 30 minutes worth of content, right? And then what you're doing is you're unpacking the problem. You're massaging the emotional problems, you're massaging the logistical headaches with setting up Facebook ads or setting up sales pages or funnels or whatever it is. And then you start to move into the product pitch. And you start to reveal how your product solves that problem that everybody's having. So a couple key things along the way, what you're really looking for is you're looking for engagement. This is a big one. You're looking for engagement along the way. So don't just ramble and ramble and ramble. Instead, right as you come in, you want to say, all right, type to me in the questions box, where are you calling in from? Where are you calling in from, and what's the reason you're on this webinar? Let them give you a little bit of fuel for your webinar. Ask them, why are you here? What are you hoping to learn? Right? Get some engagement. And then throughout, make them, if you're doing GoToWebinar, make them raise their hand. If you're doing Zoom, have them raise their hand and engage with you. Type to me in the chat box. Am I getting this right? Am I explaining the problem well? And then you're going to say, well, hey, look, I've spent the last 6 years developing XYZ product, or I've spent the last 6 months developing this thing, and it's going to change the game for you. Here's exactly what it is, okay? And then about, let's just say halfway through or a little after halfway through, you want to reveal the price. Don't wait until the very end. Reveal it then. Stack some bonuses on it. So tonight only, because you're on the live webinar, guess what? You're going to get $3,000 worth of free bonuses if you buy tonight. Okay? Then provide some testimonials. Here's one really cool thing that you can do here. If you have a way to see the shopping cart as purchases are coming through, what you do is you call out people on the webinar and you say, "Is there anybody out there who has just submitted their order and who would like to just jump on and I'll bring you out and you can tell me why you purchased?" And then if people raise their hand, then guess what? If you know purchases are coming in, then you say that, and then you just say, you know what? Let me just call you out here. And so, Sally, great to have you on here. Can you hear me okay? And then, you know, she starts talking back. And guess what? The people sitting on that webinar are going to go, oh my gosh, there's actually other people on here with us and they're buying. Okay, this is legit. It's go time, right? So you give that call to action and then you just say, hey, look, the gist of it is this is only happening tonight. It's not happening any other night. It's only happening tonight. And that's the power of live webinars is you get immediacy and you can call them to immediate action right away. Okay, so that's kind of the components of it all. Now, what you want to do is you want to choose a problem that your audience is currently facing, right? So make sure to hit exactly what it is that they're facing. And you craft a webinar, 60 minutes of value content and followed up with a product pitch. So before I said 30 minutes, it can be 60 minutes of content. It can be 30, and then you follow it up with a pitch. So you teach people the general how-to and you massage the problems and how difficult it can be sometimes. And then all you got to do is position your product to learn the exact steps and results. Okay, so how to craft an effective webinar campaign, the final points here. Create a congruent registration page and confirmation page for your webinar. Everything should be congruent. This is super, super important. If what you're promising on the opt-in page does not match what shows up on the registration confirmation page, rather than maybe getting 50% of your signups to actually show, you might only get like 20, right? Because they're confused. Wait, this isn't what I signed up for. Why did my registration confirmation page not match the registration page? Okay, that's one big rookie mistake that you cannot afford to make. And then lastly, just practice your presentation beforehand so you can deliver an ultra smooth, stellar webinar that brings in sales. When I first got started doing this kind of thing, I used to just fudge webinars all the time. I mean, it was a disaster, right? And what I learned is that you're not good at webinars or not good at webinars, okay? You probably just don't have enough experience yet. You probably just haven't practiced enough. So what you want to do is you want to practice this thing over and over and over again to the point where it's almost ingrained in your head and you don't really even need your script anymore. That's kind of the money spot that you want to get. So, okay, that's the webinar campaign in a nutshell, and let's keep rocking and rolling.